Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Thank you, Dwayne.
So, thanks, Dwayne, and thank you, Teresa. I am not on the Finance Committee, but I recall hearing Lydia say that the money had been sent to the station. And if I'm understanding correctly, from Judon, he said that we have received no money. And from Teresa and you, Dwayne, are you saying that our business manager and our GM cannot verify that we ever received any money from the PPP funds that were supposedly sent?
Lyndon for the staff. I'd like to clear this up. I'd like to clear this up, please.
Okay, go ahead, Lyndon. I'll defer to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Dwayne. First of all, as far as fairness goes, and the allocation of the money, they could have given us a little bit more if they had tried, but they went strictly on salary. And as Dwayne said, the salary is what the salary is. So that's done in water under the bridge. And from listening, I listened in. I'm not sure if it was in our P&B last night or if it was in, I listened to the stream on the financial committee last night. And they kept the money. I think the way it worked was Anita Sims or Nita and ID, they had the money in a bank. We had some other bank that wanted to hold the money. They paid, they cut the checks for the payroll from Nita. So we did get our money. Dwayne, do you concur?
I totally agree.
Okay. Teresa Allen, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Neta is providing payroll services to us. So when they calculate how much money we are given, because we give money into central services, which is used to pay Neta, that is also counted toward us, correct? So we really have an additional employee, and it's called Neta. But we're paying that employee, but it's through central services.
But that's not here nor there.
It really is, yeah, okay. Anybody
Sandy
else?
Sandy,
no,
Madam Chair,
on.
You have
Bill. I've been trying to
Bill
be on the stack
on
for
stack.
Several minutes.
Bill's
oh, I'm
Bill.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't get right at him.
This is. I just wanted to say, Madam Chair, that KPFT received all of the money allocated to it from the federal money. We did not. That money was paid for payroll and controlled by Pacific, not KPFT. And it was paid for salaries, which is dedicated for. That was done.
Thank you. Who was next?
Sandy.
Oh, Sandy. I'm sorry.
Bill.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Bill.
Oh,
Bill.
You're right. You're right.
Sandy.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Bill
I
was before.
Okay.
Grab the chair. Or grab the floor.
Yeah. Yes.
Sandy.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, I just want to switch subjects. You mentioned that Bobby had given his resignation but was going to stick around possibly as a consultant. Bobby's day-to-day duties include loading up programming. We send him the program using a large file transfer piece of software. He downloads that and puts it in some sort of tool for AirPlay. I hope, Judon, that you can make clear that there's a cross-training program going on so that another, at least a volunteer, could handle that aspect of operations and hence keep our station on the air with some content. Can you explain what's going on there, please? Thank you.
Yes. Number one, Bobby's responsibilities and duties have not changed, nor has his
Can we talk about personnel?
This is about finance.
Can we
finance.
Have somebody speak without interrupting, please?
I don't want us to have lawsuits. I think we should do this in executive session to talk about personnel.
My question was about a possible training program. Thank you.
Bottom line is... now, in fact, people can access the training individually online. And any additional training or questions that people have can be gotten through Bobby, which he has made himself available.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark for point of information.
Go ahead.
Well, two points, Madam. I think most members of this body really don't understand the firewall between being able to discuss generalities and duties of employees. The only thing we're not supposed to discuss has to do with discipline, has to do with salary, but this other stuff that they're jumping about, it's totally public stuff because we're a public entity. So it's no problem with a lawsuit talking about somebody's duties or talking about someone who's already made it public that they are, in fact, leaving and they're willing to stay as a contractor to help transition things. But further, I think the second point is important, and I think the national board members can confirm this, that our interim general manager is very well aware of this, on top of this, and she is making sure that there's going to be a replacement and there is going to be a formal, in other words, it's going to be an open process to replace an individual who has technological savvy skills. And so I think we're going to be in a better place. Okay?
Thank you. Bill, you had a comment.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and thank you, Judon, because that is a real big concern. If there's not cross training, even if somebody's not leaving, if somebody got sick, it could be critical. We have to make sure we have people that know how to run things. My question was about a motion that the KPIT Finance Committee passed on June 17th. I wanted to get an update because we haven't heard anything, and it was, projections then were looking like we were going to be running out of money about now, and it looks like that's about what's happening. And so I'll just read the motion just to remind you. I know it's been sent to you several times. Whereas technology, and it's called Motion to Increase Revenue. Whereas technology is
point
readily available
order.
To allow KPFT volunteers
yeah,
to produce
order.
Live shows from
point
home,
of order.
And whereas other
what's
stations, including
hold
Pacific
it,
stations,
it,
are allowing
point of order.
Bill, hold it.
This
is
motion.
What's your point?
Presented to the LSG. This has not
what,
been
please don't shout. I heard Robert with a point of order. Would
well, I will defer to Nancy Starbar on this. Nancy,
may I
go
continue
ahead.
With okay. my question, please? This
no.
is a question for the interim general
very
manager.
Point, Mr. Crozier.
I'm not allowed to ask a question.
That has been passed.
You're not allowed to ask that question.
It doesn't jump to filing the
Nancy, what is your objection, please? Please just state your objection rather than editorializing about it.
I just did, Deb, and you should know better. Committee motions are presented to the LSP to recommend to the IGM. You don't order an IGM with a motion that was passed in the committee.
There's no order in the motion. May I continue?
Well, then why are you reading it?
This needs to go in the LSP section. The LSP passes that motion and they recommend it to the IGM.
May I continue, Madam Chair?
No.
No.
Point of order.
I don't understand your objection. Yes, what's your point?
Yeah, I'll explain it then. Let me explain it.
Go ahead.
Bill is attempting to read a motion that was passed in a committee. It has not been presented to the LSB. Then he said that he's asking a question. Well, why is he reading it as a motion? I object to the fact that he is.
He
is no.
Okay, would you like?
I'm not.
Would you like? Would you please hear the answer from Bill? Why?
Well, he has no business doing this.
Can y'all stop interrupting people? That's one of the biggest problems. Because I don't understand nothing that's going on.
Point of parliamentary order is all about.
I think at this point we need it. I think at this point we need all the information we can get.
I'll clarify if you want. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's suppose this is irrelevant, that this was passed overwhelmingly by the Finance Committee, and that the LSB hasn't voted on it yet. Okay.
Don't put words
Let's
into my mouth. I didn't talk about relevancy.
Point of order.
Continue.
You're
Madam
out of order.
Chair,
let's just let him talk.
You are out of order.
Nobody voted
on. Let him speak.
It's a recommendation. It's not an order. It's a recommendation that was made 2 months ago. I'm just wondering if there's any progress being made on this.
Call it what it is, Bill. It's a motion.
It's a motion to increase
revenue. That has not been passed by the LSB. Call it what it is, Bill.
But you're right, Bob. It hasn't been passed by the LSB. But, you know, the LSB hasn't
been
passed by the motion that we go out of business because of lack of money either. May I continue, please?
Yeah, point of order.
Are you going
like
to bring out the kitty for me, huh?
I would like Bill to be able to continue.
I
would like Bill to continue.
So, Judon, may I? You want me to read the thing? It's not real long, or I can just summarize it if you prefer.
This is out of order.
Well, there's one thing I propose not to be doing, and I propose not to speak for the GM. Maybe the GM can answer your question the way he wants to.
That's what I'd like to let him do.
Oh my God! Could we have order, please? Please don't talk unless you've been recognized.
Well, Judon, I can tell some people don't want you to talk about suggestions to increase revenue, but I'd still like to ask you about it. May I do that, please?
Would you recognize my point of order, please?
Nancy, would you please be quiet? Would you please be quiet?
Madam Chair, this is Dwayne Larson.
Yes, Dwayne.
Point of order. Go ahead.
I'm trying to establish order.
Madam Chair, without interruptions.
I have a point of order.
What's your point?
Hey.
My point.
What
is
your point?
That the speaker is bringing up information and asking for information that's rather redundant. We were on a pretty good roll, and everything was going smoothly. People were getting along and questions were being answered. Now, if the gentleman has some suggestions, as he states he has, to increase revenue, why don't he do the responsible thing and submit that in writing to the IGM and let the IGM respond to it in writing rather than taking
it up?
That
done several times.
That doesn't sound like a point of order.
Is there something
like
irresponsible about bringing it up in a meeting? I can't understand what.
He said his suggestions, Madam Chair, about how to increase revenue. So what I'm saying to you is that I'll relent. If the gentleman give us bullets of what he's saying about how to increase revenues, I'd like to hear it.
I would like to hear it, too. But it's difficult to hear.
Okay, thank you. May I continue then?
Yes, please.
No, it's a committee motion, Deb. It has to be presented to the LSB to recommend
let's
to the
just,
IG.
Let's pretend
what difference does it make?
Motion.
Really?
Can we pretend
really,
it's not a committee
we
motion?
We need the information.
And can we pretend that 2/3 of the people on the committee didn't vote for it?
So
let's just pretend
board.
Not. Okay. So let me just
think you ought to take your spurs off, Bill.
For now.
Just take your damn spurs off.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
The bullet.
Point of order. Teresa Allen, Madam Chair. May I have?
Yes.
May I state my point? Okay. You have asked Bill Crozier to speak several times, and you have called Robert Gartner and Nancy Sibarno-Tomi out of order. You've called other people out
yes.
of order. But when you ask Bill to speak, they keep interrupting. At this point, you've told them specifically that they've been out of order twice. If you call the matter out of order one more time, I'm asking the secretary to keep track of this because you're telling them they're out of order and they're still interrupting. So for
yes.
the purpose, for the support of the whole body here, I'm asking you to maintain order, and if someone interrupts, let's document it and stop it, okay?
I think it's been documented. We have a record
I would
of
like
it.
To hear Bill Crozier finish a thought.
As so would
Point
I.
Point of order.
Okay, I'll
bring
your comments again. Do I have the floor?
What is your point?
It has not been passed
I
by
would,
the LSC.
Nancy, let me speak.
Would you please let Bill speak?
Can I have my point of order?
And what is your point of order?
I would like to ask Ted, since he's very knowledgeable, Robert's rules
Ted is not
and the bylaws, is what Bill is doing is in agreement with our bylaws?
You are order.
This is obstructive and getting in the way. We need as much information from as many people that have input as we possibly can get. We are in a desperate situation. And to hang on to a rule that this was supposed to be said by someone else is ridiculous. Please, let us continue.
Okay. May I continue, Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. I will try to make this as brief as possible. I'll just say, so this is to Judon. Technology is readily available to allow KPFT volunteers to produce live shows from home. Other stations, including Pacific stations, are allowing live programs from home. The lack of live programs has greatly impacted listenership and donations. KPFT volunteer programs have volunteered to help with this, but have not been contacted. Can you, KPFT management, Judon, I guess, allow and facilitate KPFT programmers to produce live shows from home in order to regain listeners and donors lost during recent months, including regular conference calls with KPFT volunteer programmers? The whole point is to facilitate live programs from home. Is anything been happening on that? That's my question. Because it's really critical to getting recovering listeners and donors, I think. And a lot of programmers agree with me.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Thanks.
Yes.
Programmers are producing programs from home and have been doing that for a long time. I have supported that from the beginning.
No, live shows. Live shows, sometimes, I was saying.
Those programmers that have indicated that they are capable and interested and willing to produce live programming from home, I'm in complete support of it. No programmers have told me that there are any issues that they would like to address in terms of being able or willing to do that.
Okay. Can you have a conference call with programmers? Because I'm hearing different things from others. Maybe they don't know that that this is okay with you, because they've been told by others, not you, but others, that they're not allowed to do that. They have to pre-record them. They have to send them in advance. So you're saying that that's not correct,
so,
that they can?
So what I have done in terms of a policy and procedure is when people raise these issues, raise them in writing, send them to me in an email. They can see whoever they want. Then we have a track record. We don't have people thinking, well, I thought you said, I heard, I whatever. It's in writing. And it goes to the appropriate person. The only question we have about producing from home is a technical problem. Is there a problem with engineering? That would be Bobby in doing that and so forth. And some people have a certain amount of speed on their internet connection, and so that's a problem. Some people don't. I don't have a problem with that. Those are technical issues that Bobby has to address. I am in full support of producing live programming from home as it is technically possible. Put it in writing. Those who want to do it, then I will address it with Bobby to facilitate the technical aspect of getting it done.
Okay. Well, I put it in writing. Could
Richard
you send a note
the
to the health programmers who don't seem to know this, that they can request this? Could you do that?
Richard is
so
on
that
the
they'll
staff.
Know that they can make such requests?
Yes.
Rita's on the staff.
I will make that known
Rita's on
by
the staff.
Gotcha. Gotcha, Rita.
Thank you.
Program.
Thank you very much.
That we have that discussion and work out the details on how to implement it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard?
May I ask my question? Okay.
Okay.
Judon?
I'm sorry.
Judon?
Somebody. I heard Rita. Who else?
Point of order. Point of order.
Ted, go ahead.
May I suggest that we go down the list and let every member of the board who has not yet spoken speak once. If they have a question of Judon, he answer it, and we go on to the next person and the next person, rather than everybody yelling that they want to be on the stack when I think many of us, okay, if not all, want to be on the stack.
Okay, well, Richard was next, and then Rita, and then we can do that.
Okay, Judon, you said, if I understood you correctly, that we didn't have enough money to go past, a month, a couple of weeks or something? If that happens, I'm sorry, what?
That is correct. We have payroll covered and operations covered at most to mid-March, so mid-August.
If we hit the wall, excuse me, let me ask this question. If we hit the wall and we run out of money, what kind of contingency plans do we have to keep the station on the air?
We have a fund drive, which we've not spent any time discussing, that is ongoing right now till the end of August, unless we extend it. What I would have preferred us to talk about, how we can support the raising of money, which is a fundamental issue. But we didn't do that, but that's okay. Contingency plan?
Yes, sir.
Don't really have any, because right now I'm doing my best to spend my time and energy with the staff to get the money that we are already trying to raise with the current fund drive. What happens if we don't raise this money? We have about a commitment, pledge, a little over $50,000 as of today. If we don't get money in the bank, I haven't even had time to spend any time trying to figure out what we do when we don't have any money. We got to raise the money.
I would hope we have some contingency plans. That's all.
Okay. Okay, Rita.
Thank you, Madam
Rita.
Chair. Can you hear me?
Thank you, Madam
Chair. First of all, I'd like to just commend the IGM for the report and for his remaining calm during all of this chaos. What really I'm asking is, we bring before him, people say, this person talked to me, that person talked to me. No, we can't give names. But why can't these persons write to the IGM themselves? Why are they going to LSB members? And if they are, then these LSB members need to get those programmers or whoever to talk to the IGM. The problem is we got all of these third persons talking, I heard this, I said that. That's the problem. These people need to go to one another. The IGM puts out the policy. If there's an issue with it, it needs to be addressed. We are spending way too much time on he said, she said, that to me makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I don't know about anybody else, but I agree that we need to try to figure out how we can assist in raising money, whether it's through the Facebook, which I know a couple of people have done. Some other things that we can try to do to help the station if we want the station to survive, as opposed to nitpicking one another about this and that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
And Rita.
Well said.
Yeah, basically,
I'm sorry.
One quick. This is Judon.
Who is next? Judon, go ahead.
Yeah. I've been on this call since 7 o'clock, and I had allocated 2 hours. For that, that's about 20 more minutes, and I need to go back and do some work. So I just wanted to indicate that I'm focused on raising money, and the staff is focused on raising money in the current fund drive. That's what we're doing while we continue to patch up whatever else emergency needs to be patched up.
Sandy, for the staff, please.
Ariane, for the staff. Marianne,
Sandy, wait a minute. Who's before Marianne?
Sandy.
Sandy.
Yeah.
Sandy.
I thought we were going down the list.
Who's
please don't everybody talk. One person said so many, his name for the stack. Who was that?
Sandy.
Okay, Sandy. Good.
Thank you. Judon, very quickly, you just mentioned that the fungi will continue through August. I think in reality that's what we need to do. Have you contacted Robin or Markeisha to make sure that all the accoutrements and everything else is going to continue? And we need to get the word out to programmers who are dead certain it ends Friday. And they're producing shows from home, and I got to tell you, you produce in advance, and many people have already produced their show for the upcoming weekend or next week even, and doesn't. And if it's not a fun drive, they're not asking. Thank you.
Marianne? Oh, you want to hear from Judon first?
I just
okay.
want to say that I not as of yet because I wanted to go through this board meeting with staff that we need to extend the fund drive through the month of August. Right now, it's scheduled to end mid-August on the assigned day. We do need to extend it, in my opinion, and I intend to do that. And I will do that in writing to the staff, and we'll continue.
Very good, sir. That would be helpful. Thank you.
Marianne.
Thank you. Hi, Judon. This is Marianne. I wanted to find out, can you tell us anything about what's happening with the mold remediation in the building?
The mold issue in the building. We have one professional written evaluation on the mold and the remediation of the mold to get rid of it, not necessarily stop it from coming in, which is an issue with the leak in the roof and the air conditioning, is essentially, by memory, $15,000. Attempting to get two other bids on what it would cost in writing from a professional company to remediate the mold. It is not an issue that I think volunteers can come in with Clorox. It's not like that. We need to have a professional company do it that we can hold accountable. The projection is it's going to cost about $15,000, which, of course, we don't. We need to raise money.
I have a question. Does that $15,000 include the repairs to the roof?
No, that's remediation of the mold.
That's the only the mold. And how much is the roof expected to cost?
Don't know yet. I'm getting estimates from people in writing, and I will share that with the board when it comes in.
Okay, good. Thank you. Anybody else?
This is Teresa. Bob
Gardner.
I heard Teresa, and who else?
Bob Gardner. Ted.
Bob, okay. Bob and Ted. Anybody else? Okay. Teresa, go ahead. Teresa, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Judon, you say that your highest priority is raising money, both you and the staff. I have to say, we know that it's people give more money when they hear live programs. Is there any one person that's doing live programming?
Not with the current technical issues we have of people doing it from home. That is a capacity issue with regard to the speed available to them on internet or by telephone, and the technical issue with regard to them understanding what they need to do.
As I understand it, Otis McClay, there are people in New York City and other places who are doing live programming from home. I think we have a problem if we can't put our programmers that want to do live programming in touch with those to use Lucy Liu or whoever it is to do live programming. My second question is, as general manager, you're a very powerful speaker. Have you done any live pitching from the station? You say you're at the station every day, but is there a reason why you can't go on and pitch live?
nobody is producing anything from station. I am more than willing to report a plea for funding for the station. In fact, I've been trying to get the time to write and produce that myself. That's something that I am constantly working on.
The May pledge drive was not too good. But you were a very powerful speaker. Maybe it would be important that you have Bobby help you record that ASAP, because you say you're in the station. Maybe he can help you with that. The other thing is, you told us to the development people 3 months ago that you intended to call big donors and follow up with letters, and this may have generated a lot of money. I've offered to help you with that if need be, but have you done that? Because it's been about 2.5 months since you said that was on your plate, then you were going to do it. And I believe that Robin has given you the list. So that's just money. Those are people that are waiting to be asked.
COVID has disrupted all of those issues, and all of them are still being worked on. I think you have to... When people give a laundry list, not just you, others, of things that need to be addressed, you have to remember, I'm also getting calls from National. I'm also going by the station and finding that the door's wide open and won't lock. Then I'm trying to identify a person to install a lock. So these are ongoing things that the board doesn't know anything about. But yes,
right.
I'm addressing all of that as I can with the support and capacity that's available to me and to us.
Well, I'm just telling you, I'm offering my services to call these people because nobody's calling them. They might, at this point, they might not be listening because our, we just have a new vice president, presidential candidate, but we won't even mention this on our air because we have no live programming. It won't even be mentioned on our air until Sunday or Monday. So a lot of people are not listening, including a lot of these people that would have money. And if you won't call them or you can't find time to call them, I would be happy to call them, and maybe our national board members would be happy to call them. But I don't think we should miss this opportunity to make this money.
I'm not hindering or suggesting that any board member or friend or ally not try to raise money or identify specific people with contact information that I call if I need to. So feel free to go ahead and help raise some money. And just let me say this. Sandy Wyman, who I think is on this call, has raised $600 or $700 on his own. He told me he was doing it, but he didn't ask for any help. He identified some people that went and raised some money and got commitments for it. And anybody else on the board or otherwise can do that as well.
Well, let me tell you, on our development meeting yesterday, Robin Lewis asked.
Someone else get on the stack.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Can Paula come to the stack, please? Paula Miller to the stack.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear your name. What is it? Who is it?
Paula to the
stack. Dwayne and Paula Miller.
Paula. Okay.
Point of order.
Dwayne first. Then Dwayne, then Paula Miller.
Wally James
for the
stack.
I'm sorry, I'm keeping the stack. Robert was next.
Right.
I have a point of order. Can we limit any one person's questions to maybe perhaps three or something?
Well, we could limit the conversation, but we're certainly interested in anybody's ideas. Was that what you wanted to say before? Okay.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, I think
was
we
I next?
Little,
yeah, I'm next, aren't I?
Yes.
One thing that I wondered about in terms of live shows, an email went by that talked about phone calls in terms of calling in during a show. is my understanding of a live show is inclusive of people having the ability to call in and speak on the air then? I'm not saying that potentially that Judon has the answer to that question, but there's been that term free, live shows has been freely tossed around tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What is included with that?
It's very difficult to produce a live show from your home and take live calls at the same time. You're talking about technical capabilities that most of our programmers and program systems don't have.
Uh-huh.
And he said that about a million times.
Well, really, he did, huh? Has there been any thought about entertaining programmers to come into the station and do a show, maybe on an occasional basis?
How can you go on the station when there's COVID?
What number one?
I don't need those kind of comments attached to my questions.
Really?
Madam Chair.
Right. Yes, you're quite right.
I think it's my policy as the interim general manager to treat everybody the same, all the programmers the same. So saying that some programmers can come in and do live programming and others cannot, to me, seems to be unfair and unjust. Moreover, until we address the mold problem, which is at least a $4,000 to $5,000 mitigation issue. No one can produce live. Nobody can produce or work from the station.
Right. The mold brought up one thought that I had. Is that going to include the removal of that rotten carpet? Presuming that the carpeting is still in place.
So what I'm doing as the interim general manager is addressing the most critical problem first, which is the mold problem, which keeps us from operating from inside the station. As I began to assess the mold problem, we identified there's an electrical problem. If you look at the electrical box on the outside, we have alligator clips. Alligator clips on the electrical box. When you pull up the carpet, what you're going to find is the floor needs to be redone. And as I've already mentioned, the roof leaks. So as in the renovation of any house, when you open it up to try to fix this, you find other things that will need to be addressed as well. As we don't have the money to even do the patchwork on the mold so we can operate on the station. But I'm going down a list and we'll present in writing a professional assessment of the mold, the carpet, the leak, the water leak, the roof leak, and the electrical problem. And I'll give that in writing, hopefully within 30 days.
Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Ted, next.
Could I ask one more brief question?
To be on the stack.
Madam Chair,
I'm sorry.
Could I ask one more brief question?
Go ahead.
Has there been any thought about removing those dated references on anyone's pre-recorded shows to call in for tickets and such as that? You probably know what I mean.
So. I agree with you, theoretically. Implementation is difficult with 150 different programs, limited staff, and getting that word out and getting it executed while we're trying to deal with mold, trying to deal with equity, and we're trying to raise money. So, yes, they go on the list, and it's ever-growing. But the number one thing on the list is money, because if we don't have money to operate, all that becomes moot because the station is going to go off the air in 30 days.
Okay, thank you.
On the stack.
Ted. Ted, who is asking to be on the stack?
Ted was after me, I think. And Paula was
Wally up. Also wants to be
no,
on the
Ted,
set.
Ted was at, Ted was after Bob, Rob, and then Paula after her him.
And I want to be on after Paula.
Wally wants to be on the stack. Okay.
No,
Debbie.
Chair, request for information.
What information?
Yeah. Can you please take the people who have not asked anything, like Paula? She hasn't spoken at all. I mean, can you take those people first before you take other people?
Paula is next.
Already?
Paul is next. Thank you.
Deb, this is Ted.
Yeah.
Am I being recognized?
You're on the stack, yes.
Deb, you said a few minutes ago that you were going to call everyone in order, excluding those people who have already spoken. And you're not doing that, so I would urge you
I'm
to
calling people
do it.
Who asked. I'm calling people in order who asked in the order they asked, and you are next.
Okay.
Paula. She hasn't spoken yet.
I did say Paula. I got confused. Ted is next.
I have not spoken.
I thought Paula was next.
I have not spoken.
Please let him speak.
Point of order. We have 4 minutes left until Judon needs to leave the call.
Please let Paula speak. We haven't heard from her.
I have not spoken yet.
You've spoken
yes,
all
you
night.
Ted. Let's call
no, he
spoken.
Hasn't. No, he hasn't. Please.
Okay.
Go,
okay.
Go ahead and let him speak. Let him speak.
Lord Jesus.
All night.
Judon, at the beginning of this meeting, you said that the fund drive was going to take place from August the 1st to August the 15th. During this meeting, you have come to the conclusion that it has to continue until the end of the month, which I wholeheartedly support. The point is that this meeting has value to you. You know that you and all of us are committed to a three-hour meeting from 7 to 10 p.m. on the second Wednesday of the month. I implore you to stay on this call. I think you will get other good ideas. One of them is committed to or required in the bylaws, and that is that you have a GM report to the community with half of the time devoted to listener comment. I don't think most of our members know of the dire straits that we're in, and you can share that with people during that general manager report. I also am concerned that the letter that goes out to people to remind them to renew their memberships does not suggest anything having to do with the financial situation of KPFT. I urge you to revise that letter so that it will reflect the perilous situation we're in. We had an event earlier this year that was a celebration of our 50th anniversary. That was not supposed to be the last event, but it has been. I would urge you to work with committees and to get some more events going. Committee meetings are supposed to be announced on the air so that new members or new committee members can join up and become active members of KPFT. I would also suggest that engage this board in a marathon where we go almost all the time except for when we break for music, to tell people the situation that Pacifica is in so that we do not go under and no one knows about it. And hopefully we will impress people that we need to keep KPFT alive. I'm saying a marathon that would be live. Also, I would like you to give Teresa Allen and those of us, including myself, names of about 20 people apiece, and let us make outgoing phone calls. And as we make those outgoing phone calls, give us another list of 20 names to call. I am also wondering
if the property we have either can have a second mortgage or if the property can be sold and we can move to some other facility and we can use that money to keep the radio station alive. I also think you need to have a meeting with programmers so that you can let them share their ideas on how we can keep KPFT alive. A face-to-face meeting with the programmers. Those are my ideas.
With COVID.
Thank you, Dave.
Let me share. This is Judon. Please let me respond to some of that. Not all of it. Number one, we cannot digest and respond to 10 pages of ideas and suggestions in a way that we can understand. I quite frankly can't remember all of them. Some of them cannot be done. Any money that's raised goes to national. It does not go. Donors can tell Pacifica they want the money to be dedicated to KPFT. They cannot send it to KPFT directly. That's just a policy issue. Doesn't have a problem with our bottom line. I can't even remember all the things that you raised that I wanted.
Send it in writing.
Yeah, send it in writing. I cannot respond to 100 different emails with 100 different things, some of which are not relevant or not doable. So I'll just stop right there and respond at the end. And I'm going to stay on
Thank
the call
you.
A bit longer.
Okay. Paula. Dwayne, you want
to
be on the list?
I second that.
Ned.
Yes. Wally?
Yes.
Paula
Miller. Yeah, go to Paula first. She's been on
Ned.
The line longer than me.
Paula's
next.
I called on Paula.
I called on Paula.
I thought she waved it.
Yeah, I did, because it's just totally ridiculous. I pass.
Okay. Wally.
All right. Is Judon still there, or did he end the call?
Yes, I'm still
He's
here.
He's on the phone.
Okay. All right. Well, there's been so much stuff I misunderstood. Okay. Judon, you were saying that you're going to get the mold fixed, and then, but you're still looking at what to do about the roof. Shouldn't we patch the roof before we do the mold so it doesn't happen again?
Those are technical questions that I'm asking the professionals who deal with mold, who deal with roof, to assess it and give it back in writing. I'm not going to spend any money or authorize any repairs without being in writing and bring it to the board, because these are major commitments that I think the board needs to be advised of. I'm not doing it by myself.
Point of information?
Yes.
I have some information for Judon. If you'd like to contact me, I know a lot about that kind of stuff, Judon. This is Mary Ann Martinez. If you want to, we can probably exchange some messages by email if you'd like it, but I can help you with some of this remediation stuff.
Yes, email me at jdboney@hotmail.com. jdboney@hotmail.com.
Okay, I'll send that out tonight.
Thank you, Marianne. I mean, really. Isn't it nice to have a solution? Okay, Wally.
Go ahead and go to the next person. That was the main thing I wanted to ask.
Okay. Dwayne?
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. I have a comment. And that would be that for those who are suggesting it, that nobody in their right mind go into a building where there's mold. Some of you don't know, but a director's inspection was done earlier last year where several employees had to go to the doctor because of the mold they had inhaling working at that station long before COVID came. And then there was some little cleanup, but it wasn't effective. the fact that Judon goes over there, given the underlying conditions that he may have, I think is kind of, I wouldn't do it. But if he goes over there, I would suggest he don't stay more than 15 minutes at a time, because he goes over there to give folks their mail, he goes over there to check the building like he's security guard or whatever the case is, and thank God he can do that because of the proximity he lives to the building. But as it relates to the liability issue that some of you keep asking about going into the station and programming. Now, I would say that if there are programmers who know how to operate the board, who are willing to go to the station, and I would have them sign a release form, and therefore there would be legal liability for the foundation when they sign that release form. So if they're that game, and I agree with Teresa about live programming does have a greater effect. So if we just get a liability form signed up, I believe IGM may be open to that. But it also needs to be signed off by the IED, because it don't put KPFT or NSU on a lawsuit. It puts the foundation on a lawsuit if that release form is not tight, right, and out of sight as it relates to legal challenges and legal responsibilities. I would point out that it's important that I'm going to take Teresa's, she challenged all of us some months ago, and she admonished me because I didn't respond, but then I gave her my explanation why I didn't respond to it. But I'm going to repeat her challenge and up it one, because so the people like Bill and others who are always concerned about raising money, who are always concerned about how you your contingency plan, I am going to commit that this LSB members, I will put up $100 if every LSB member put up $100, so we can show as an example of $2,400 raised on this call tonight. And I would like any LSB member, certainly you make a commitment. You can pay it at $10, $25, hopefully you pay it at $100. I'm going to pay, but I'm not going to pay if you don't pay. And then I'm willing to take a step further than that. I'm willing to, given COVID and all the other concerns, I'm willing to take one of Ted's suggestions, which one of was asinine because he doesn't know business, and he should because he had a business, that loan we got encumbers that building. So no, you can't sell it. No, you can't put a second mortgage on it. Now, more important than that, it already got a mortgage on it. Now, more important than that, I have found and I've located a spot that will give us enough space where 10 of us board members or otherwise people can go in and have 20 to 30 square feet of ourselves, by ourselves, spaced out, and then perhaps the IGM and the development person, being Robin, will be able to control that list, because nobody can give you the names of these people. That is proprietary information, and it's not legal for you to have your eyes and have access to those folks' names and numbers. No, I know you. I wouldn't want you to have mine if I didn't know you. So I'm willing to do those two things to raise some thousands of dollars during this session. First, I put up my 100, and I heard only one person, which was Miss Williams.
I can write a check for you tonight and give you my 100.
I can give you mine too. As a matter of fact,
let me raise the stakes. I can take it to 150.
Oh, good.
There you go, Paula. Me too.
Yes.
Do y'all take cash out?
So see, you got all these people on here talking. You're talking, but show what you're walking with. Show what you're walking
That's
with.
That's what they're doing.
Because see, everybody wants to challenge the GM. You want to challenge him, but show what you're walking with. Do I hear any takers?
I don't understand what you mean, Teresa.
It's time for you to talk.
I don't want to interrupt anybody. Tell me when you want, and it's okay for me to speak.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't we send
send an email to Robin, and she will make a notation of who's done this. I've already given 100 for this pledge drive, and I gave several hundred in the last pledge drive. I will find one or two people to make up to come up with at least $100.
You're teaching. You're teaching how to
and
do
it. If I can't come up with it myself, I will find other people to give at least a total of $100. And for those of you who might have not very much income, I say then you can make the pledge to find someone else to give the money.